Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Anthony Maieta, Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 5's Air and Radiation Division. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Carl. Thank you for having me on again.
And so I know you're working closely now to assist with cleaner buses for schools and transit agencies. Can you talk a little bit about those programs?
I sure can. So the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed last year provides EPA with $5 billion over the next 5 years, and it's 2022 through 2026. Half of that $5 billion, so $2.5 billion, is specifically available to purchase zero-emission school buses, so that's electric school buses. And the other half of that funding is for clean or zero-emission school buses. So you're looking at alternatively fueled school buses. And with our current outlay, we're specifically looking at compressed natural gas and propane school buses.
Wonderful. So can you share some success stories from these programs?
Yes, I can. You know, this, I will say, without having hard numbers in front of me, the Diesel Emission Reduction Act was part of the Energy Policy Act of 2005. And that legislation directed EPA to accelerate the turnover of the existing heavy-duty diesel fleet here in the United States. That funding specifically spoke about new fuels at the time that were coming online in 2007 and new, at the time, engine standards for vehicles that were 2010 model year and newer. And that funding was supposed to only last for a certain amount of time to help us get that transition in place and accelerate some of that new, getting those quote-unquote new at the time vehicles out into the wild. This program has been reauthorized several times. And again, from 2005, and we are looking at funding through at least 2024 and beyond. So I would say this program continues to be very popular. The last outlay we got from Congress for 2022 was $92 million nationally, and we are allowed to be given up to $100 million nationally. So they're still funding us at nearly the limit that they're able to do so, and the program remains very popular.
Wonderful. So you talked a little bit earlier in your comments about the upcoming school buses and the Bill Act. Can you explain what you know about the program and how the funds will be broken down?
Yeah, I can. So there are three mechanisms that EPA is going to use to disperse the funding. And the first one is a rebate program. There's also going to be a grant program that should open up. They're speculating sometime this fall. And then there's a to-be-determined contracts mechanism that EPA can utilize as well. The first program that we're going to have out in the, you know, open to the public is going to be a school bus rebate program that should open up potentially even as early as this week, May 2nd today, as we're, you know, taping this. And it could be as early as this week or next. It'll be $500 million available for school to apply online, and they will receive sort of like a rebate / voucher to be able to purchase these buses. And the program is actually more generous than it has been in past years. Schools will have 6 months to purchase order the electric school buses and chargers, and then they'll have 2 years to be able to get them, to be able to make sure that their new electric bus or buses run well, and then to be able to disable or donate or sell, depending on the age of the old bus, you know, to turn over that old bus as well. So they'll have a good amount of time to get used to the new vehicle and then get rid of the old one.
A lot of moving parts on this, it sounds like, Tony. So what kind of costs and emission savings can districts expect to see over time when they go from diesel to electric or propane or other cleaner options?
Yep. Well, so for cost savings, there is a reduced cost for maintenance on electric vehicles. There are fewer moving parts, fewer fluids and whatnot that you need to have to make that you know, vehicle run. Folks have found that the electric vehicles, you know, it's a new technology for people, so there's a little bit of hesitance for folks who have never used them. But, you know, as long as you keep them well charged, they run just fine. We have been finding that we do have cold climates here in our region. There's a lot of schools in Michigan that have been kind of running these things for a year, possibly more now. We're not finding a ton of issues, really. Actually, folks are having a good experience with these vehicles. So, you know, again, you'll save a bit of money on the maintenance on those things. For emission reductions, you're going to have a giant reduction because the vehicle itself doesn't emit any pollution. So, you know, depending on the cleanliness of the power source from your grid, which is something that is being worked on nationally, you know, you could be very confident that running that electric school bus is not going to generate any pollution that can be, you know, inhaled or experienced by any of the students or the drivers or the people who are maintaining those vehicles.
Wonderful. So what do you recommend school districts to do that want to apply for the funding but aren't sure where to turn?
What I would do is I would recommend, first off, checking out the epa.gov/clean school bus website. There's going to be a bunch of information there, kind of get you up to speed on what these buses are. There are some tips there that will help you look at your fleet. And, you know, you're going to want to determine certain information about your old buses, like the model year, how much they run, things that your fleet manager will likely have on hand information there. The other thing I would recommend is to look at groups like, you know, the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, and also to groups like yourself, like Drive Clean Indiana, who are able to kind of answer questions for folks who, you know, may not know where to start. You know, groups like yourself have experience in being able to kind of to get fleets up to speed environmentally and to get them up to speed on the, you know, the technical information that they may need to have in order to work in these programs, to apply for them and to, you know, submit the correct documentation and whatnot.
Sure. And just to remind our listeners, this Thursday, May 5th, we'll be hosting a clean school bus webinar with Tony and US EPA, the Indiana Department of Education, and the Indiana Department of Environmental Management to learn more about grants and how we can assist you in the upcoming grant funding. So that will air, and you can go to Drive Clean Indiana to register for this event, and it'll air at 8 o'clock Central and 9 o'clock Eastern in the state of Indiana. Tony, as always, it's always a pleasure, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to the Environmental Protection Specialist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Mr. Anthony Maeda. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.